I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With very little fanfare, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the bipartisan Iraq and Syria Genocide Emergency Relief and Accountability Act, or H.R. 390. Open Doors USA's David Curry says the bill would promote accountability for atrocities committed by ISIS against religious minorities, as well as address the urgent humanitarian needs. That bill now goes before the Senate, where its future is uncertain. But Curry says you can stand alongside these fellow believers, using your voice to speak for those who have none.
We're encouraging people to sign our Hope for the Middle East petition, which really talks about how we're going to help resettle in the Middle East. That's on our website, opendoorsusa.org. We're hoping for 1 million voices to stand up and make a call to action to help Christian communities in the Middle East that have been attacked.
And to many people in the West, China may still seem like a land devoid of any Christian influence. While there is some truth to that, in one minority group, the gospel is transforming lives. That's what China partners Eric Berkland says he witnessed on a recent trip to China's rural Miao minority group.
Before the gospel came to them, there were drunkards, there was free sexual activity going on, very tribal, almost like satanic. And then the good news came and everything changed. So they have now become one of the stronger minority groups that have changed for the positive.
China Partner works with the Miao people and other groups to train and equip Christian leaders for ministry. For details on this work and how you can get involved, go to our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. I mean, you read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.